This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, today we are celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day. It's a day to honor the incredible achievements of female athletes and inspire our next generation. We're joined by an advocate for women in sports to talk about the importance of representation, opportunity, and breaking barriers in the world of athletics. Jennifer Yepes Blundell, co-founder of We Are Drafted. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Kristen. Happy to be here.
Yes, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know this was a national day. I was kind of schooled today on this, but I'm seeing everybody talk about it, and you guys were one of them. So I was wondering if you could just, you know, kind of inform our listeners, because I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one, Kristen. But, you know, National Girls and Women in Sports Day is really just a day, an annual movement celebrating the impact of girls and women in sports. I don't think a lot of people realize that by the age of 14, girls are dropping out of sport at a rate twice that of boys. And if you're a little girl of color, black girls, brown girls, that rate is even higher. So we have research that shows Latinas are lagging behind their peers in sports participation. And days like today is just a reminder that we need to create opportunities and spaces for all girls to not only participate in sports, but to stay in sports.
How important is it to have role models and in some cases, sports idols to give you that push to achieve?
Oh, it's everything, David. You know, I think it's representation is key. If you can see it, you can be it. And, you know, that's why we started Drafted. Drafted is the leading media platform for Latinas in sports, because this representation is so important. So we need to be, you know, visible in every corner of the universe so every little girl can see that there's an opportunity for her in sports.
What are some of the hurdles of keeping girls' sports active in schools or in communities?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a couple of things, Kristen. What we see is just a complete lack of body confidence. You know, I think Dove and Nike has done some really cool research about just keeping little girls confident in their bodies and in their abilities. And it's these messages that they're getting, you know, from parents, gender identities, social, you know, economic beliefs. So it's a lot of interpersonal messages that we need to keep in check of how are we talking about, what language are we using in terms of girls, women in sports.
We Are Drafted. You guys have really flourished in being able to get support of, you know, highlighting Latina sports fans, but also players, coaches, staff. And I'm curious, when you're out in the community and you're building these relationships, what have you been faced with as far as, you know, successes and challenges, or maybe misconceptions about what it is that you guys are trying to accomplish?
You know, I think from an outsider perspective and looking for partnerships, the misconception, especially for us, for Drafted, we're focused on, you know, the Latina consumer, Latina audiences, Latinas in sports. And it was like, do Latinas even play sports, right? Are we even interested? Are we fans? And it's like, yeah, we are. We exist. We're here. You know, we have a purchasing power of 1.3 trillion. And guess what? We're spending a lot of that on sports. This research and data doesn't even exist. So we took it upon ourselves to launch the very first Latina fandom report last year. But it, needless to say, from the consumer and audience perspective, it's been amazing. You know, we are just a little over a year old and reaching 4 million people monthly through our content and our programming. The hunger is there because we are avid sports fans. We are sports consumers. We are players. We are movers in the sports world. It just took us creating a space for us to be seen.
Are there limits placed on women and girls for the types of sports they can play? Are they being limited to just soccer, for example, when what they really want to do is play baseball, or they want to play basketball, or even hockey? Those sports are becoming more and more popular. Women's hockey is huge, as is women's basketball.
Absolutely. We're seeing the growth of, you said it, women's hockey, women's flag football is going to be in the Olympics in 2018. You know, the rise of soccer, the rise of the WNBA. Yes, there's been limitations, whether that's, you know, institutional, the places that we could actually play at, but also, again, the stereotypes and these messages of that is not a girl's sport. Well, why not?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's so many different levels. I feel like we're, you know, here in North Texas, we're really fortunate that we have a WNBA team in the Dallas Wings. We've got Dallas Trinity FC for soccer, even AU League playing their tournaments here in North Texas, bringing all different types of sports here for fans to enjoy. That type of excitement and that type of culture and bringing that exposure to high school students, middle school students, just non-professional female athletes has got to be really inspiring. Have you guys seen that as well?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm very proud to be a Champion of Change board member for the Dallas Wings. And so I'm really excited to for the 2026 season when we're moving from Arlington to downtown Dallas. Again, that's exposure, that's reach. And of course, with the new Trinity FC, these are opportunities for all little kids, boys and girls, to see this. You know, it's important for not only our little girls to see themselves reflected, but for little boys as well, and everybody in between, to normalize women on the pitch, to normalize women on the court, and seeing women as sports leaders.
Talk to us about the importance of having not just one parent, but both parents involved in supporting girls and women in sports.
Yeah, it takes everybody, right? You have to have that mom who's a leader, who's telling that child, you know, and a dad as well. You know, I'm married and I have two little girls and my husband's a proud girl dad. And he's out there, you know, championing our little ones and letting them know that they can do anything. But it takes the entire community, right? And if you're not finding that in a parent structure, how do we find that in a coach or a community leader to encourage little girls to keep playing.
Again, going back to this, you know, just National Day, I think of my childhood growing up as a ballerina, and there's been over the years a lot of controversy and barriers broken with Black and brown dancers getting representation in their clothing and equipment, quote unquote, yeah. You know. And so I was just curious on when we bring up this day and we highlight the focus, which is across all sports groups, what are some of the challenges that we're hoping that this exposure, this conversation will help us break through those barriers?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a couple of things, Kristen. It's one that girls who play sports become the future leaders, right? There are numbers, there's research of, you know, if you play a sport, you hold a leadership position outside of your home when you're older. And I also love to think that it's just like, you know, elevate women's sports, watch it, consume it, not just because you want to throw us a bone, but because it's interesting and it's an amazing product. You know, and I see the glass half full on days like this. You know, you mentioned sports equipment. There's so much happening in today's world around women's sports with, like, how about we design a shoe actually meant for a female player? How are we looking at training regimens differently? So there's this whole sports tech movement as well as sports media that's happening. So, you know, today is just one of those days that I love and I hope that more people know about.
One thing about National Girl Women in Sports Day is it's not just one day. I'm taking a look at just the events going on throughout the North Texas, actually the Texas area. SMU's running something coming up on the 9th. Track girls going on in Frisco. Baylor women's basketball already did something. So it's not just limited to just today.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and it's just like make the day more than the day. Make it a year. Make it a movement. Make it a part of your lifestyle.
Anyway, for our listeners to stay in contact with We Are Drafted and the movement that is ongoing.
Yeah, you can follow us, you know, follow along our content. We're always supporting women in sports at We Are Drafted Co. on Instagram. And look us up. We're always happy to help navigate this area for those newcomers.
That is Jennifer Yepes-Blundell, co-founder of We Are Drafted here on KRLD.